the Lebanese army has restored calm in the portal city of Saidin, known as the Gate of South Lebanon. After 2 days of fierce clashes provoked by militants of Salafist cleric Ahmad al-Asir against Lebanese troops, the army has succeeded in overrunning the security zone of the cleric, allowing people back to their homes.
That man was terrorizing us. We were threatened in our own homes. We saw him transferring arms to his mosque. We saw his men making military posts on the rooftops. If anyone wanted to visit us, his men wouldn't allow them to pass. We thank the army for removing this cancer from our city, but it's a bit too late.
This here is the vehicle that started it all. The Lebanese army command reported that on Sunday, the 23rd of June, this car, which belongs to Ahmad al-Asir's head of security, carried militants who opened fire at an army checkpoint with no reason. The checkpoint was located outside the Bilal bin Rabah Mosque, which Asir had reportedly transformed from a house of worship to a heavily armed military barrack. The Lebanese army added that its military personnel were killed in cold blood, with the perpetrators aiming to ignite a civil war similar to that which Lebanon witnessed back in 1975. The army then vowed to finish with the Takfiri cleric, who along with his militants killed over a dozen soldiers and injured tens of others.
Arrest warrants will be issued against individuals who attacked the army and made statements of incitement against it. The security agencies must preserve the army's accomplishment of restoring peace in Saidon. The blood of the martyrs will not go in vain.
In spite of the intense sniping carried out by Asir's multinational militants, the Lebanese military succeeded in regaining full control over his security zone Monday afternoon, leaving tens of his supporters dead or captured.
There are many people around him. Asir unfortunately ended up having weapons and fighting our Lebanese army. And I think that was his mistake, because one and a half year back, he said, I will not fight with the Lebanese army. And it was a critical point because we all support the Lebanese army.
As the Lebanese army continues cleansing the region surrounding the Bilal bin Rabah complex, Lebanese security forces have launched an ample manhunt operation for the radical Takfiri cleric, whose whereabouts continue to be unknown. On the political level, the attack on the Lebanese army institution has sparked harsh criticism from diverse political factions who are calling for unity and urging for solidarity with the army.
By eliminating the stronghold of armed militants in the Lebanese southern city of Saidin, the Lebanese army not only managed to ease simmering tensions, but it has also put an end to the threat of sectarian strife looming over the city. Politicians and observers stress that the Saidin flu must not be allowed to spread to other regions in the country. Altaf Ahmed, Press TV, Saidin, South Lebanon.